Why hast thou forsaken me, O deity whose existence I doubt?
Here, read into this bag.
What's going on?
They stole everything, Leonard. Everything.
Are you the roommate?
Yeah, Leonard Hofstetter. What happened?
Your friend here called 911 to report a robbery.
Oh, my God. What did they get?
What didn't they get? I got my enchanted weapons, my vicious gladiator armor, my wand of untainted power, and all my gold.
You called the police because someone hacked your World of Warcraft account?
What choice did I have? The mighty Sheldor, level 85 blood elf, hero of the Eastern Kingdoms, has been picked clean like a carcass in the desert sun. Plus, the FBI hung up on me.
Into the bag.
They took my battle ostrich.
Oh, no, not Glenn.
Yes, Glenn, only bird I ever loved.
Good luck, fellas.
Thank you, officer.
Wait a minute. You're not going to do anything? Mr. Cooper, there's nothing. Dr. Cooper.
Seriously?
Not the kind with access to drugs.
Fine. Dr. Cooper, I'm sorry for your loss, but the Pasadena Police Department doesn't have jurisdiction in Pandora.
That's from Avatar. World of Warcraft takes place in Azeroth. Goodness gracious, how are you allowed to carry a gun? Can you at least refer me to a rogue ex-cop?
What?
You know, one who was drummed off the force because he refused to play by the rules, and now he hires himself out to impose his own brand of rough justice?
No.
Thank you, officer.
It's all gone. All gone.
I'm really sorry, Sheldon.
What kind of world do we live in where a man would take another man's battle ostrich?
I don't know.
This act of aggression must be met with swift and cruel ferocity. It is time to cry havoc and let slip the dogs of war.
I'm on it. Hi, Mrs. Wallowitz. Is Howard there? Okay, thanks. That particular dog of war will have to call you back after his bath.
See if Raj is done with Pilates.
Was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Three thousand hours clicking on that mouse, collecting weapons and gold. It's almost as if it was a huge waste of time.
Whoever did this knew what they were doing. He got in and out of your account in under 15 minutes, transferred all your stuff, and didn't leave a digital fingerprint.
Oh, there isn't enough chamomile tea in the world to quell the rage in my heart.
Hold on. I'm talking to an orc under the bridge in Thunder Bluff who says if we pay him, he'll help us track down your things.
Can we trust him?
I should say so. He appears to be a member of the Nigerian royal family.
What? Somebody's auctioning off a jeweled ostrich bridle.
No, Glenn's was leather. He was a simple ostrich.
Is. I haven't given up hope.
Hey, Penny, we're kind of in the middle of a crisis here.
Oh, I know. Bernadette told me. Sorry, Sheldon. I know that game meant a lot to you.
But that game? Excuse me, Penny, but Doodle Jump is a game. Angry Birds is a game. World of Warcraft is a massively multiplayer online role-playing... Right, technically, it's a game.
Bad news, the Nigerian prince may be a fraud.
Okay, well, anyways, I brought you a day-old cheesecake to cheer you up.
Stale pastry is hollow sucker to a man who is bereft of ostrich.
Just say thank you.
I thought I just did.
All right, see you later. Oh,
hello.
Oh, hi. I was just dropping off a cheesecake to Sheldon. He was robbed of a bunch of imaginary crap that's useful in a make-believe place.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, well, sadly, I do. Did you know last weekend Priya took Leonard rollerblading at the beach? Can you believe that?
I feel like I'm supposed to say that bitch, but I don't have enough information.
I am the one who spent 2 years trying to get him to even go to the beach in the first place. He was so phobic about stepping on medical waste, I had to carry him to the water.
I took Howard to the beach once. He almost burst into flames like a vampire.
For turning Leonard into quality boyfriend material, I have to tiptoe around his new girlfriend.
I think you're on.
Oh, that bitch!
You want some coffee liqueur on your ice cream?
Ah, here's the alcohol and drug peer pressure Mother warned me about. I was starting to think it was never gonna happen. Yes, please.
You guys should have seen Leonard when I first met him. I mean, there was no eye contact. He was either looking up at the ceiling or down at his shoes.
I'm drunk.
You know, for the first couple months, whenever I would take off my bra, he would giggle and say, "Oh boy, my breast friends."
Oh, if it makes you feel any better, I'm never speaking to Priya again.
No, don't do that. No reason to be mean to her.
This may be the alcohol talking. But I believe there is. Are you familiar with the recent study of Tanzanian chimpanzees by Nishida and Hosaka out of Kyoto University?
No, but I can name all the Kardashians.
Primates such as ourselves have a natural instinct to ostracize ill-mannered members of the troop. Bernadette's urge to shun, scowl, or fling her waist at Priya is hardwired into her DNA.
I don't have an urge to fling my waist.
Believe me, it's there. We all have it. Hit me with some more booze and I'll show you.
All right, here we are. This is the tavern where all the black market weapon trades go down.
I don't think my character should be in a place like this. Everyone's undressing her with their eyes.
Maybe if you stop dropping your sword and bending over to pick it up.
Okay, what exactly are we looking for?
Red-headed troll goes by the name of Glumly. According to the message boards, if you want to move stolen goods and it's after school hours, he's your guy.
Leonard, is this going to take much longer? I thought we were going to spend some time together.
We are. In the meantime, you're welcome to whip up a quick character and join us.
Seriously?
Well, you have to put in a credit card number, but it's fun.
Maybe I should just go home.
But our troll just walked in. I got him.
No, we got him. We're almost done.
So how do you guys want to play this?
You be ruthless. You tell him if he doesn't start talking, we'll register a complaint with his internet service provider.
Sheldon, what if he gets his internet from his cable company? He could lose his HBO and all the delightful original programming.
I don't care. I'm losing it, man.
Why don't we play this smart? Try a little good goblin, bad goblin.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, I think we have to be more subtle.
Okay, I see where this is going. Fine, I'll have sex with him.
That's not where it was going.
Good, because I would hate that.
Leonard, you're busy. Let's talk tomorrow.
Oh, wait, hang on. Are you upset?
No, no. I think it's sexy to date a boy trapped in a man's body.
Good, good. I'll tell you what happens.
People think I don't get sarcasm.
Well, well, well. Look who it is.
Okay, be nice.
Hello.
Hi, we're just heading out for a drink.
Because I do that now.
Count your blessings, you're not a Tanzanian chimp.
What?
Don't listen to her. She's had a lot of ice cream. Do you want to join us?
Oh, thank you, but I have work to do.
Four women walk down the stairs. How many reach the lobby?
Did your sister say anything when you got home last night?
Oh, no, don't put me in the middle of this. I'm not going to be your go-between.
Come on, help me out. Am I in trouble?
There's no reason to worry.
That's a relief.
I'm sure many women in happy relationships spend their nights Skyping with their ex-boyfriend, Sanjay.
Be
Good news, gentlemen. I found our hacker.
What? Really?
Yeah, no one can hide from me. Not Waldo, not Carmen Sandiego, not even topless Natalie Portman.
Well, I've never said these words before, but good job, Howard.
Thanks. Our culprit is one Mr. Todd Czarnecki, 2711 Ocean View Road, Carlsbad, California.
The name and the address drip with evil.
What else do we know about him?
Quite a bit, actually.
I bet he's some loser who lives with his parents.
Yes, he does live with his parents. Here's a Google Earth shot of their house.
Excellent. It's in a cul-de-sac. We can box him in.